KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports from the weekend, the state tennis championships finishing up over the weekend in Class 1A semifinals. It was Waterloo Columbus Catholic beating Wallert 5-1. Cedar Rapids Xavier beating Shenandoah 5-0. In the championship match, Xavier wins 5-2 over Columbus Catholic. Shenandoah is third with a 5-0 win over Wallert Catholic. Also in Class 2A, in the semifinals, Ames beat Cedar Falls 5-3. Iowa City West over Dowling Catholic 5-0. The title went to Ames with a 5-3 win over Iowa City West. Dowling Catholic grabbed third place with a 5-2 win over Cedar Falls. The boys' state soccer semifinal scores from the weekend. On Saturday in Class 1A, Iowa City Regina beat West Liberty 3-1, and Columbus Catholic defeated Sioux Center 2-0. In Class 2A, Cedar Rapids Xavier beat Gilbert 2-0, and Lewis Central a 1-0 winner over Hudson United. And in Class 3A, Waukee beat Bettendorf 3-0, and Iowa City West over Cedar Rapids Washington 3-1. Finals are set for Tuesday with Iowa City Regina facing Columbus Catholic in 1A, Cedar Rapids Xavier against Lewis Central in 2A, Waukee and Iowa City West will battle for the 3A championship coming up tomorrow. Also over the weekend in high school girls softball, Atlantic hosting its softball tournament. Atlantic winning all three of their games in that meet, winning 14-1 over ACGC, 13-1 over Red Oak, and 4-2, a winner over Carroll. Also, Carroll beat Clarinda 13-1, Carroll over Glenwood 7-0. Creston beat ACGC 11-5, Creston over Panorama 16-6, and Creston beat Lewis Central 8-3. Clarinda downed Exira EHK 4-3, Clarinda beat Audubon 12-4, Exira EHK over Lewis Central. Also, Glenwood defeated Audubon 6-3, Harlan over Glenwood 6-0, Harlan beat ACGC 3-0, Harlan over Panorama 8-2. It was Lewis Central over Audubon 11-1, Red Oak beating Exira EHK 9-3, and Panorama topping Red Oak by a score of 12-0 in that action Saturday. Also, the Lady Reds softball invitational on Saturday saw West Harrison go 3-0 to pick up the championship. In action in the first round, West Harrison beat Missouri Valley 11-3, Woodbine over Thomas Jefferson 11-9. In the second round, Moe Valley beat Woodbine 10-9, West Harrison 10-0 over Thomas Jefferson. Third round action saw West Harrison beat Woodbine 13-8 and Missouri Valley over Thomas Jefferson 2-1. Missouri Valley went 2-1, Woodbine 1-2, TJ was 0-3 in that Saturday meet. Also in Saturday high school softball play, it was AHSTW over Sydney 5-0. AHSTW also beat Fremont Mills 12-0. Denison over Storm Lake 11-3. Des Moines East beat Winterset 7-5. Also, it was Lennox beating West Central Valley 3-1 in eight innings. Nottoway Valley beat Orient Maxburg 13-0. PCM over Coon Rapids Bayard 10-2. Sydney beat Fremont Mills 13-1. Remsen St. Mary's over Kemper Catholic 8-6. Van Meter beat IKM Manning 13-1 in girls softball on Saturday. High school boys baseball from Saturday saw ADM beat Coon Rapids Bayard 7-1. ADM over Pleasantville 7-4. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Pleasantville 13-6. Also Ames over Lewis Central 5-4. And Clarinda beat Missouri Valley 14-11. Red Oak beat Missouri Valley 6-5. Shenandoah over Sydney 6-2. Southeast Polk swept a pair from Abraham Lincoln 5-2 and 9-0. St. Albert beat Remsen St. Mary's 13-0. St. Albert over Galen Catholic 18-8. Trainer also won twice Saturday, beating Clarinda 11-7 and Trainer over Red Oak by a 7-5 final in boys baseball. In Major League Baseball, the Cardinals are back in the division race, just 2.5 back of Milwaukee after knocking off the Cubs 2-1 to complete a weekend sweep. Adam Wainwright overcame a career-high 7 walks to pitch 8 shutout innings while outdueling Cole Hamels. Colton Wong supplied 2 hits and a sacrifice fly for the Redbirds, who took a 2-0 lead on pinch hitter Matt Carpenter's RBI single in the 8th. St. Louis had just 4 hits in its 4th straight win. Chicago managed just 3 hits and losing for the 6th time in 7 games. Also in the National League, Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 4-2, Washington over Cincinnati 4-1, Arizona beat New York 7-1, LA over Philadelphia 8-0, Miami beat San Diego 9-3. In the American League, Adrian Sampson notched his first career win as a starter by fanning a career-high 11 over 7 innings to pitch the Rangers past the Royals 5-1. Also in the AL, Minnesota beat Tampa Bay 9-7, Chicago over Cleveland 2-0, Houston beat Oakland in 12 innings 6-4, LA over Seattle 13-3, and Boston beat New York 8-5. In interleague play, San Francisco over Baltimore 8-1, Atlanta beat Detroit 7-4, Colorado topping Toronto by a 5-1 final. Well, the Brewers have placed struggling starter Julie Chacin on the injured list with a strained lower back, paving the way for Jimmy Nelson's return to the majors. The team said it expects to recall Nelson on Wednesday and start him against Miami. The appearance will be Nelson's first in the majors since September 8th of 2017, when he partially tore his labrum and strained the rotator cuff in his throwing shoulder, diving headfirst into first base to beat out a single. Chacin fell to 3-7 with a 5.78 ERA, giving up 7 runs in 2 2/3 innings and lost to Pittsburgh on Friday. Rangers slugger Joey Gallo has been placed on the 10-day injured list after leaving a game with a left oblique strain. Gallo began Sunday tied with 3 other players for second place in the American League with 17 homers and was in first in slugging percentage at .653. Former All-Star outfielder Jay Bruce has been traded to the Phillies by the Mariners in a deal that will cost Philadelphia just $2.75 million over the next 1.5 seasons. The 32-year-old Bruce is hitting .212 with 14 homers and 28 RBIs. He struck out 53 times and 184 at-bats. The Phillies sent a minor leaguer to the Mariners. Free agent pitchers Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell can sign starting today without their new teams having to forfeit amateur draft picks as compensation. Both turned down $17.9 million qualifying offers in November and are the last two marquee free agents still on the market. Well, the Golden State Warriors even the NBA Finals at a game apiece as they try to capture their third straight title. The Warriors took control of Game 2 by opening the second half on an 18-0 run before completing a 109-104 win over the Raptors in Toronto. Klay Thompson had a team-high 25 points for Golden State before leaving the game with a tight left hamstring in the fourth quarter. Game 3 is set for Wednesday in Oakland. Well, Kyle Busch has pulled even with Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace for 9th on the NASCAR Cup Series victory list by taking Sunday's race at Pocono Raceway. Busch had the dominant car down the stretch to earn his 55th Cup win and first in nearly 2 months. He took off on the final restart with 9 laps left and cruised to the finish line for his 13th top 10 finish in 14 races this season. Brad Keselowski was second, followed by Eric Jones, Chase Elliott, and Clint Bowyer. In golf, Patrick Cantlay closed with an 8-under-64 to capture the PGA's Memorial in comeback fashion. Cantlay began the round in a 4-stroke hole before posting a 2-shot win over Adam Scott. It was the lowest final round by a winner in the tournament's history, and it moved the 27-year-old Californian into the top 10 in the world. Martin Kaymer started with a 2-shot lead as he sought his first win in 5 years, but he never recovered from back-to-back bogeys on the back nine. Jeonjun Lee 6 shot a 1-under-par-70 to hold off third-round co-leader Celine Boutier and win the U.S. Women's Open in Charleston, South Carolina. Lee 6 was ahead by 3 after a birdie in the par-5 15th, but she took bogeys on the 16th and 18th to give Boutier a chance over the final two holes. Boutier missed a long birdie attempt on the 17th and put her approach on the par-4 18th in a bunker. Lee 6 finished at 6-under-par-278 to claim the USGA's first $1 million women's winner's check. And Kevin Sutherland birdied the second hole of a playoff with Scott Parrell to win the Principal Charity Classic and the third largest comeback in PGA Tour Champions history. Sutherland overcame an 8-shot deficit in the final round, making eight back nine birdies, setting a course record 10-under-62 to match Parrell at 17-under-199 for the tourney. That win comes 2 months after Sutherland outlasted Parrell in the seventh extra hole in Mississippi. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.